but it can be yeah, it can be overwhelming. And a lot of the material that's that one of the problems with the internet, I mean, it's the good part of it is it's free and open.
Right, exactly.
But of course, that has a downside. That means that things go up that have no review
and they,
or you know, support.
And they clog the system.
They clog the system, and so it's a mixture. But it certainly has been an extremely effective way of allowing people to participate actively in everything from industrial societies to very repressive societies. So take, say, the World Social Forum, which is a huge enterprise, 100,000 people last year. It's mostly internet organized. There's just no other means of intercommunication among highly diverse people. Most of them are somewhat, you know, out of the power centers in their own societies, and this provides them a means of organizing, exchanging information, interaction that gives them access to a far wider range of sources of information and analysis than they would get by, you know, picking up the newspapers at the newsstand, and that has major effect.
Do you think regimes around the world ought to be frightened of the possibilities of the internet?
I'm sure they are, including our own government. Since the internet was, like most modern